Let us bow our heads and our hearts in a word of prayer. Our almighty and loving God, we bow ourselves before you, asking that you will prepare our hearts and our minds for worship. We are gathered here in anticipation, and we pray for your guidance and for your blessings. We humbly acknowledge the fact that to know you is to know life, to serve you is to know freedom, and to praise you is to know joy. Help us to know you, to serve you, and to praise you. Make us worthy of life and of freedom and of joy. Draw us closer to thee and thy power. Strengthen us as we attempt to do thy will. Before you, we reveal our hopes and our dreams. Transform them as you see fit. Make us instruments of thy peace. Where hate rules, let us bring love. Where malice, forgiveness. Where disputes, reconciliation. Where error, truth. Where doubt, belief. Where despair, hope. Where sorrow, joy. Where darkness, thy light. Master, let us strive more to comfort than to be comforted, to understand more than to be understood, to love more than to be loved. For he who forgets himself finds, he who forgives receives forgiveness, and dying we rise again to eternal life. Yes, Lord, we pray that you'll make us aware of each other. Help us to give of ourselves daily. Open us up to the very essence of what Christianity is all about. Help us to love even as you love. And God, help us not just to keep this love tucked away within ourselves, but make it an active ingredient in the world. This morning, dear God, we acknowledge our grief to you in the death of one of our graduates. We pray for the family of Joe Workman. He and his wife were killed in a plane crash last night. We pray for their two small children and for the family they leave behind. Pray that you will be a comfort to them. And God, we would not forget to pray for our world. Grab hold of it, God, and shake us to our knees. We ask for understanding, for peace, and for love. Give us learning minds, sharing hands, and loving motives. Make us aware of others in our midst. Help us to draw from the beauty of friendship and fellowship. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for all you've given us. We fall so short of the mark and fail you so often, but you continue to care for us and to bless us and to love us. We thank you for opportunities to serve you. And Lord, we come to you this morning thanking you especially for those men and women that you've chosen to exemplify this service. God, we thank you for Christian discipleship, for dedicated men who attempt to lead us to a deeper commitment to you and your work, for men who attempt to teach us how to better ourselves and our world for your service. God, we thank you for Christian educators such as John Whalen, men who seek after knowledge and the transmission of that knowledge, men who are sincerely concerned about their students, men who truly understand the meaning of witness and ministry, men who have led us in the very art and act of worship. And now, Lord, we pray that you'll quiet us down and allow us to feel your presence. Hear our petitions, and as we continue in this experience of worship, we beseech you to teach us to listen. In the stillness of this very moment, as we commit our own silent prayers to you, speak to us. Amen.
Join with me in this litany on dedication. O God, remembering in this hour the needs of men and women, ourselves and others, and looking to God for strength to make real those of our ideals which are in accord with Him,
we dedicate ourselves
to a daily effort towards understanding God's way through Bible study, prayer, corporate worship, and careful thought, to continued intellectual and spiritual growth in the meaning and implications of Christian faith by reading, conversation, and reflection, to participation in the work of the Church Universal through our own denomination and congregation, remembering that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, and with deep humility, nevertheless, to the sharing of this faith and the winning of others to active allegiance, by the contagion of earnest living and by the persuasion of the spoken word, to the uprooting of small evils, which are the source of greater evils, in our own lives, in our immediate group and seminary life, believing that blessed are they that mourn, when so many of those whom Jesus called our neighbors are in deep distress.
We dedicate ourselves
to the cultivation of an abiding sensitiveness to great social wrongs and a lasting refusal to become comfortably complacent, to the better understanding of complex social patterns which often make men of goodwill partners in wrong and injustice, to the faithful performance of commonplace and routine duties without the thrill of great excitement or the impulsion of pride in being the greatest, to the maintenance of whatever uplift of spirit has been achieved in Christian fellowship, hardening high inspiration into the tough fiber of daily effort, to the fullest use of our student Christian witness as an effective linking of our group with the larger company of Christian students here and everywhere, to the discovery of, or continuance in, a life occupation which will be our primary and major expression of faith, in all these ways to the service and adoration of Jesus Christ, whom we joyfully hail as Lord and Master, truly God and truly man, in gratitude and love.
Continuing now on the program, let us join together now in a time of worship through a litany of Christian vocation. O Lord of glory, who carries the stars in their timeless orbits and sustains all matter and mind in their appointed working, we give thee thanks and praise that thou to this day dost claim each of us for thyself and an eternal purpose, for the mystery of creation in which thou made man for fellowship with thyself.
We thank thee with the whole heart, O God.
For the variety of man's gifts and enthusiasms, each of us differing uniquely, formed with a special intention to fulfill in thee.
We thank thee with the whole heart, O God.
For the ways by which thou dost reveal thy will to our minds, pointing us forward by tokens of our physical endowments, our family, our opportunities, and education and experience.
We thank thee with all heart, O God.
For the plentiful reward given to live our lives unto thee, in satisfactions, friendships, and the exaltation of cooperating with thee in thy holy purpose. For the fellowship of thy church, the body of Christ thy Son, within whose far-flung membership are men and women serving thee in every worthy task, making these their ministries of thy blessed kingdom.
Amen.
Aware of the want and wistfulness all about us, of the poverty of soul in millions, who lack any vision of thy glory and any true perspective of their work.
We seek our work and
witness indeed, O Lord. Aware that all who seek to follow thy way among the ways of men must expect misunderstanding and scorn, temptations to hypocrisy, perplexities, and hard decisions. Aware of thy need for workers in pulpit and parish, in faraway mission and nearby slum, and in every outreach of thy church, yet also in every lay task and responsibility.
We seek our work
and witness indeed, aware of the summons brought by thy kingdom in every calling, every business and school, every shop and trade, for convinced apostles of the gospel of Christ. Aware that as we do seek first thy kingdom and thy righteousness, our Master promises that all other needful things shall be added unto us. to help us use every means for discovering thy purpose for us, thy timeless intention for our lives. To make us sensitive to all that thy holy word brings for our counsel as we read its pages and ponder its meanings. To enable us to employ every human gift of analysis and guidance, uncovering in us that which has been known to thee, but not to ourselves. To show us through our studies, our friendships, our family, and our vocation experiences what life work thou would call us to do. To bring us through our larger calling as redeemed believers, lifted from sinfulness to joy in Christ, to reveal how every useful task may likewise be reclaimed for thy service. O gracious God, who has appointed us to live for thee in a time when the gospel is true adventure, for those who dedicate themselves to its demand and its joy, we pray thee to bring us completely to that point of daring where human need and divine purpose meet, that we may be part of that mighty incarnation whereby thou repeatedly shows thyself a dweller among men, renewing vision for all our work, and bring eternal life amid the whole round of duty. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. O God our Father, we thank you for all the people you have given to us, to whom we owe more than we can ever repay. For those who are an example to us and who have shown us what life should be, such as the one whom we honor on this occasion in this hour. For those who are an inspiration to us and who fill us with the desire and the determination to do better. For those whose judgment we respect and to whom we know that we can go for guidance and for advice. For those who we know will understand, even if we have to tell them of some foolish mistake that we have made or some bad thing that we have done. For those to whom we are not ashamed or afraid to go and ask for help, we thank you, O God. For those who help us to bear our sorrows, to solve our problems, to conquer our temptations, to live more nearly as we ought, and above all else for Jesus Christ, the pattern of our lives and the Savior of our souls, we thank you, O God. Amen.
Would you join with me as we read A Time for Commitment? If we follow the message of Jesus in building a new world, we must give ourselves to the way of loving service.
We commit ourselves to this way.
Commitment to this way means giving oneself unreservedly to the meeting of human need. It means, for many, the giving up of ease and comfort to minister to the ills of forgotten people. Commitment to this way means beginning now. It means serving wherever the opportunity is present. It means seeking to discover the life vocation through which the greatest service can be rendered. Commitment to this way means living in every relationship of life according to the dictates of love. It means that we do the loving things at home, at school, and in our clubs. It means that we refrain from saying mean and unkind things about others. It means that we will do our share of the work at home. It means that our recreational life will be wholesome and above reproach. It means that we will treat members of other races as children of our Father. It means that we will help those who are hungry and without adequate clothing and homes.
We say with Paul, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels,
Some years ago, Annie Johnson Flint wrote these words, "God hath not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God hath not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has promised strength for today, rest for our labors, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing kindness, undying love." We have no promise in our life that it will be easy if we follow Jesus Christ. Jesus calls men to depart their homes, their families, their friends, to be loyal to a call that is beyond themselves. We could use the term cross-bearing to describe the work to which we are endeavoring to invest ourselves. And in this calling, we sometimes experience hardships, misunderstandings, and mistreatments. Even in the midst of difficulty, we have an abiding promise. Jesus promised us an abundant life. What we say or how we do things appears foolish to many people. And yet, there wells up within us a spring, and the pressure of this spring produces a flowing. And from that overcup, that cup that is overflowing, we sense the promise of God in abundant living. We are promised satisfaction because we are devoted to a cause. Psychologists tell us that many people are neurotic and maladjusted because they have no cause to which to give themselves. We find our lives by losing it in a cause. And for us, there is no greater cause than the kingdom of God. The easy life leads us to dissatisfaction, discontent, and to uselessness. A life devoted, or maybe I should say disciplined, leads us to a sense of worthfulness, an integration of life which ushers in self-respect. We have a satisfaction of devoting ourselves to a cause that will ultimately triumph, a cause that will triumph in good over evil, in love over hate, and in light over darkness. We may not realize all of our dreams, and yet we might even read of the heroes of the faith in the 11th chapter of Hebrews and realize that along with them, we are working with the constructive forces in the universe for a cause that will ultimately triumph. We have a promise that is given unto us that peace will pervade our being. Jesus left us with the note of peace, a peace that passes our understanding, a peace which no man can give, but every man can receive. This peace brings along with it a fellowship with the divine, a fellowship that sustains us even in the time of trials. And today, as we think of the Most High and call to memory the life of one of his servants who has been faithful, let us recall that we too can overcome the world, even as Jesus did and as others have before us. this time we'd like for Dr. Whalen to come forward and to lead us in our benediction.